Jason Swigart back here with you, going a little deep into the night as the Pilots roll Willamette to give Shante Leggins his first victory. 122-78 is the final. And as we await Coach Leggins and to see which players will be coming out for a post-game interviews, let's get right to our highlights tonight. And you knew early on offense was not going to be a problem, and they were going to get a lot of it right at the rim. Chris Austin got things going early. So Portland will inbound in the backcourt. Some token pressure right near midcourt. Meadows handling it just fine. Now finds Perry between the circles. Kick it to Austin. Defender flies by. Chris gets all the way to the rack for the two-handed flush. 10-5 there in the opening moments. They would continue to extend things out, and it was great to see so much contribution, guys sharing the basketball, and it was Big Zoe the beneficiary. McSlero now trying to set it up. Cross court to Frank. He'll fire a quick three. That is short, long rebound. Meadows has another one. Head up, ball on the left hand. No look pass to Zoe, who throws it down with two hands. What a great dime from Mike Meadows. And he would have more of those on his historic night. 23-15 there, 6 minutes into the game. But it kind of hung around just that 9-10 point margin. The other big man got his taste of it, as well as Vasilija Vucinic got into the act. Meadows now controlling things at the top. Working against Frank. Skips a pass to Nduka, drives baseline. Leaves it for Vucinic. What a pass from Nduka. So the two freshmen combining there, 35-28, Pilots up by 13 at that point. Nduka coming up with a double-double of his own. And then finally, what wasn't going down in Arizona State was the three ball. We saw a little bit of that late in the half. First, it was Moses Wood. Kenny Wright Jr. now finds Boydell, gets around Wood into the corner to DiRucci. Back to Boydell for three. That is short. Perry there for the rebound. Spins and goes for the Pilots. Wood trailing for three. Dead on. Gets the friendly roll. Moses would hit four of five threes. And then right before the half, Christian Scholand found himself open. 18.8 left to go in the half. Pilots can take the final shot if they want. Meadows working against Shung. Gets it into front court. Into the far corner. Wide open for Scholand. Buries the three. 57-48 at the break, and Coach Leggins, while he was happy with the offense, not appreciative of the effort at the defensive end. That changed when they came out in the second half. The defense fueled the offense, and Vucinic once again the beneficiary. Outlet, Plummer into left front court, step back, 18-footer, no good. Ball bounces to Wood for the rebound, and Wood working on a double-double here early in the second half. Meadows to Vucinic for the alley-oop jam. 66-50 as Portland was there to put the hammer down. Always dependable Jack Perry. He's just a guy you can't leave open in the corner. Meadows stops him at the three-point line. Coward going to fire another three. That one no good. Moses Wood up high for the rebound. Outlet Meadows. Throw it forward to Perry. Left corner three. That's good. That's his spot. 73-55 at that point as the lead started to open up. More of the freshmen starting to get some time. Yaru Harvey starting to feel much more comfortable here at the collegiate level. Perry, pump fake, bounce pass to Harvey in the left corner. Dribbles up top, trying to get around DiRucci. Now finds a lane down the right side. There's the lay-in for the first field goal for Yaru. 85-68 at that point. Portland would continue to dial up the pressure. And then the historic moment came. Everybody was waiting for it. Mike Meadows making history on the bluff. Frank, quick trigger three, no good. And Meadows, with that rebound, has a triple-double. That is the first triple-double in Pilots basketball history. Mike Meadows, 15 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists. He had four steals to go along with it. A great night for him. But they weren't done cheering on their teammates. An opportunity for the young freshman from Seattle who got his double-double to finally close out the game. So Yaru now turns around into the right corner, and Duca for three. Why not, Chica? Welcome to the Bluff. His three, the difference, the final points, 122-78, the final.